At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
The service dog training program in the WVU Davis College of Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Design launched nearly 10 years ago in collaboration with Hearts of Gold. It's a local program that raises, trains, and places service dogs. I'm here with Jean Mead from the Davis College, co-founder of the Human-Animal Bond. Tell me about that program and how it relates to Hearts of Gold.
The Human-Animal Bond is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to conduct research, education, and training in the area of the human-animal bond to benefit both human and animal conditions. Our mission is much larger in scope. Our intention is to eventually have a transitional learning community for elders without family supports to keep them at home, children aging out of foster care to integrate into independent living, and single female veterans with children.
What have you seen in terms of the way these programs have evolved?
WVU has the largest pre-veterinary program in the state. We raise disability awareness. Our students are involved in civic engagement.
These programs are really also helping many veterans.
The warden of FCI Morgantown, the minimum security prison, reached out to us. They started a veteran-to-veterans training program that our students are involved in how to train service dogs for other veterans. The Davis College received a grant from the federal government to look at the efficacy of using service dogs for post-traumatic stress disorder in returning veterans. And it has been remarkable to see the impact that those dogs have had on their lives.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.